Hey, what's going on? This is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and we are about to get started with Open Mic Live, but as always, a word from our sponsors.
At InDigital, we know the public safety professionals hold themselves to a high standard. In fact, standard doesn't do it justice. In over 25 years working alongside you, carrying millions of calls over our IP networks, your dedication has inspired us. That's why our ESINet goes beyond industry standards, not only I3 compliant, but designed to adapt to future development for a network you can count on when it matters most. Learn more at indigital.net.
Here in Greenville County, we have 8 different places where a 911 call can be answered.
It is the largest county in South Carolina. It's a challenge.
The type of information that a telecommunicator gets from Radius Plus is location-based technology. You can see where the caller is, if they have a medical issue, if they speak a different language. They're immediately able to text to that caller in their native language. It reduces response times because it immediately gets first responders where they need to be.
If Within the Trenches has ever taught you something, open your eyes to what it is like to be a 911 dispatcher, or has inspired you to become one, then help support us and join our Patreon. Get exclusive bonus content, one-of-a-kind swag, discounts on merchandise, ad-free early access to new episodes, and much more. To join, please visit patreon.com/WTTpodcast. And if you're an industry partner, we have something for you as well. And now, for the show.
This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Warning. This episode contains the 3 A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned.
Dispatch.
There is no one over here to cook our lunch. We are waiting for our lunch, and there's no one here to cook our lunch.
All right, calm down. Where are you at?
The group home. Now, what are you going to do?
We'll get some help over there for you, okay?
Welcome to Open Mic, where we visit the lighter side of dispatch, because laughing is good medicine. What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to Open Mic Live. It is December 30th, 2021. This is the last open mic of 2021. We are going to be going into 2022 here. Woo! It is going to be awesome. There's so much stuff that is going on, and I am excited to be back here with all of you. I'm going to admit, you know, in the beginning, I was like out of 5. So, every time for open mic, we check in with each other, right? It's Thursday. How are you doing? How are you feeling? On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being shitty and 10 being awesome, how are you feeling? How are you doing? Like I said, going into this, I was at a 5. But I started reading a bunch of these submissions and having some conversations and stuff and reading some very good things, and I'm up at a 10 now. So starting this off, going live at a 10, this is going to be good. This live broadcast is sponsored by InDigital, as well as Rapid Deploy and Carbyne. A big thank you. Shout out to patrons. Thank you, as always, for just everything and all of you who watch, listen, share, support. This has been an excellent year. 2021 has been great, and I am so looking forward to 2022 and so much more that's coming. There's going to be more open mic sessions, imagine listening sessions, podcast episodes. The guest list is already building up. It is going to be superb. So thank you, all of you, for being here. Roll call, what is your number? Again, 1 to 10, throw that in the comments, please. And where are you watching from? And is this your first time on Open Mic? If so, get ready, because Open Mic Live, we share the lighter side of dispatch, and we share funny stories, incidents. We do a dispatch this thing. We do a bunch of different things going on. There are tons of stories that I have here in my notes to read. And I'm already laughing with a bunch of them, and I think I even just spit here. Sorry. And then I also have audio. I have some audio that I'm going to be playing from Open Mic back in October from the Michigan conference. This audio, I think maybe a couple stories were played, but no one else has heard it yet. So I have some, and it's also like kind of the raw audio. So it's going to be a little low for those who are telling the stories, but I'm going to kind of walk you through it so that you know what it is that is going on. And also, this is not only Open Mic Live, but this is episode 420 of Within the Trenches podcast. You are all watching it live and interacting live with me right now. But next week, everyone else will get it audio style. But you're getting it all right now. So welcome to not only Within the Trenches podcast, episode 420. Smoke them if you got them. Roll it up. Smoke it up. Inhale. Exhale. Some Cypress Hill shit there for you. But yes, this is episode 420. And also Open Mic Live. Also throw in some reactions there and share this on your page or your favorite dispatch page. And let's get some more folks up in here to share. I want to go into the comments here really quick because it's blowing up. So I want to go back up here. So right off the bat, Jennifer was joining us here, San Diego and Cali. And then we've got Leah. We've got Fawaz. Did I say that right? If not, I apologize. But you're at a number 10, so hopefully it stays at 10. And thank you, all of you who are on right now that also shared stories that were sending them in. Oh, my God. It's going to be good. Leah jumping in here. What is going on? My homie Rebecca, what is going on? Let's see. We got a 7. We got a 10. Sarah, my girl, what is going on? Deborah, Virginia. Leah says, I am at a 7. Bought last minute tickets to Florida for tomorrow and will be warm on New Year's Day. Yeah, dude. That's badass. Let's see. Michigan. And I am an old ass Open Mic Live veteran. You're damn right. Not old ass, but you're an Open Mic Live veteran. That's right. Let's see. Sarah's saying it's hot down here. Just call me Fuzz. Okay, awesome. Fuzz, what is going on, yo? I like that you and Deborah, you're like, blaze it. You're like 420. Jason Farley, what is going on? Hello, hello over there in Iowa. So this is good. We got everyone jumping in here. Also, if this is your first time watching Open Mic, you know, attending this, interacting and everything, we're going to have some fun. And also for those who are listening to this audio style, man, you're going to have a good time as well. We're going to be sharing some funny stories here. Episode 419 is out. And again, like I said, this is episode 420. And we're doing this live, but, you know, for those next week, you'll end up getting the audio for it. And of course, patrons will get all of it first. There's a lot of changes that are going to be coming up in 2022 as well. So look out for all of that stuff. It's going to be really, really good. But you know what? Fuck it. Let's start out with some stories. let's jump in. I also got a video. So I've got audio from Open Mic at the Michigan conference. I've got all of these stories that were shared. And then I've got a video as well out of Texas. So this is going to be really, really cool. So let's start out with the first one here that I have. James, what is going on, man? So the first story here says, funny 911 story. Lady called in to say she wants to report something suspicious. And also, actually, I'll start that one here again. But if you have any funny 911 stories, throw them in the comments and I will read that shit as well. All right, here we go again. Lady called in to say she wants to report something suspicious. Asked, what is suspicious? She states, there are birds in the tree next to her home. Really? I say, yes, birds live in trees. She says, no, these birds are being suspicious because they were looking at her. So then the dispatch asks, were they menacing? She says, yes, and requested an officer to come out and tell them to not be in the tree. Okay. Let's start with this first one here. Have any of you had calls like this? I see Jennifer here says tree birds. Big sus. Yeah, yeah, for real. For real. Has anyone ever called in? There's an audio that I've played before where someone called in because there was a skunk that had sprayed the caller's dog. Okay. And she was pissed. She was pissed off. She wanted an officer to come out and like arrest the skunk. And she's talking to the call taker and saying, the skunk assaulted my dog, sir. And the guy's like, that happens. Like, skunks and dogs don't get along. Like, they can't go out there and arrest them. What else do you want them to do? But for real, man, like, what do you do? You can't do anything. You can't go out there and be like, hey, yo, skunk, I need you to turn around, okay? Put your arms behind your back. Don't spray me, because I will spray you back. Oh, that is great. But this with the birds, I mean, what if the birds were there chilling, just staring at her, and every time she would turn around, they'd be like, we're gonna take her out, just wait. I don't know what she's doing on the phone, but watch, as soon as she opens that window, we're gonna take her out. Oh man, that is amazing. Oh, that is great. Let's see, we got one here that says, we had a caller demanding someone come clean up a dead bunny. Guy said it looked like a feather stuffed pillow was torn up. Dude. See, that's another one there where people call in when animals end up getting hit, you know, and they're in their yards and they're like, yeah, we need you to come out and take this animal out of our yard. No, we don't. Like, that doesn't happen. I remember a person getting pissed off at me because I told them no. And they said, you're really not going to. I pay taxes. Like, I know you pay taxes. So do I. But I'm not going to call 911 to have somebody come out and remove this deer because that's the circle of life. Shit happens. and they just end up in the yard, man. Like, you have to be the one to take care of it. We can't do anything about that. Oh, man. Good times. Another story here says, received an alarm call at a McDonald's in town at 4 a.m. coming in as a front door, I think. Advised the sector car. And the sergeant on duty responded over the air, it's probably just the Hamburglar. The person who sent the story said, and I cackled and didn't know how to respond. I know how I would have. If I were the one who was on the radio at that time and the sergeant keyed up and said, it's probably just the Hamburglar, I would have keyed back up and went, rebel, rebel. Yes. Yeah, because, you know, I'm a dick like that, too. I'll say some stuff back. Oh, that is great. I need to get a little water. Hold on. So this next one here, oh man, if nobody gets this, then how dare you. That was a good one. I like that. I grimaced. Oh, that is good. All we need is some fucking Mayor McCheese up in this bitch, and we've got it. We have them all. So the next one here says, 3 a.m. 911 call from someone driving down the road. Got the location and asked what was going on. And the caller stated, there's a horse running down the road. And me, not knowing anything about horses and obviously not expecting that, asked, is it going northbound or southbound? Like an idiot. Like it was a freaking vehicle. I then facepalmed, got the rest of the info, and thankfully the horse was reunited with its owners. But I definitely felt dumb. Now, there's no reason to feel dumb. I mean, it was going in a direction. Let's see, this next one here says, I had gone into work on overtime as a secondary person for the law channel because the units were having a special detail. One of my coworkers has asked how my in-home spa day had gone, and it had, had gone that I had attended for a well-known company. Who doesn't like to get pampered on occasion, right? But the story goes on to say, anyhow, I stood up and leaned up against her console and proceeded to tell her how they proceeded to attempt to sell me these beauty products. For some reason, even made the sound effect for smacking my lips together after applying their lip product. Proceeded to share how they were trying to get me into a routine for washing my face because I informed them that many days I'm much too tired for a facial cleansing routine when I get off at 5 a.m. The rep had suggested that I put the products in the shower to use as part of my routine because obviously I do make the time to shower. And as I proceeded on with all this detail, the phone lines and the primary channel, because I was occupying the secondary channel with beauty time, lit up. My last transmission was, I don't wash my. Can you imagine being the one on the other side of the radio, listening to all of this, and that's the last thing you hear? I don't wash my. Of course, everyone's going to be wondering, right? So the story goes on and says, an instant radiation of heat overtook my face. I had to answer one of the phone lines, and instead of, it's really not an emergency, being heard in the line, it was, what don't you wash? The story goes on to say, truly, I wash my whole body besides my face in the shower. I always end up with raccoon eyes if I attempted to do that. My coworkers couldn't catch their breath to answer the incoming inquiries. Moral of the story, do not put your cordless headsets in the pouch of your hoodie. Boom. Remember that. Oh, that is great. Okay, let's see here. We got another story here that says, male called in to report his bike was stolen. Male stated he did not want me to send the stupid cops. I asked him if he wanted the fire department instead, but they might not be able to help. He agreed for an officer to come do the report. I mean, exactly, right? I love that this person ended up responding that way, just being like, all right, I mean, we can send the fire department out, but, you know, they might not be able to help you. And then the person is just like, you know what, you're right. You're right. They have to come out no matter what. Okay, so I'm going to play a video here. And let me adjust the audio here really quick so that you can be able to hear it as well. I'm not even going to set this up because it's too good. Okay. And it has to do a pocket dialing. This is pocket dialing 911, the hazard. So the hazards of pocket dialing 911. All right, hold on. Let me share my screen. All right, here we go.
So, lady, yeah.
Lorenzo's calling for one. What's your location?
What the fuck?
Hello, 911. What's your location?
Hey. All right, because I got the money and the fucking phone in my hand again.
911, what's your location? All right,
well, hold on. Now I got to get it straight, because I already got it out. I got you straight. Hey,
straight up. Hey, bro, I got warrants and shit, man. You ain't got no
warrants. Yeah, bro, I got a warrant for it. You got to let me know.
Yeah, bro, no. You got the one out for his arrest. I got a one out for my arrest.
Okay, I want to stop here really quick. Now, all of you that work in 911, and I'm sure this has happened to all of you, because I know it's happened to me and my crew whenever we were working. It seems like a lot of times when people have warrants, they're hanging out together. I'm not sure why that is. I mean, they're friends, right? They're friends. But for whatever reason, you know, they're all hanging out together and they and they have warrants. Like if I had a warrant, I would stay away from others who have warrants. Like if I was trying to stay away from getting arrested, I would stay away from dumbasses who have warrants as well. Which makes me a dumbass because I, you know, if I had one, I'm a dumbass too for whatever it was. I'm just saying that I wouldn't be hanging out with fools that have one as well. Especially if there's a possibility that they get pulled over or some bullshit like this happens that we're watching right now. Okay, here we go.
31. I have a 911 caller on the line. The open line is going to be in the area of 8th and Beeberry.
10-4, head to that area.
41, direct.
31. The caller's still on the line. They don't realize they're still on 911. Heard some in the background advise that they have a warrant for their arrest. It sounds like they're getting inside of the car. They possibly have country stuff.
This is the best.
Police department.
Yes, sir.
Can you just put in park for me real quick? Apparently, do y'all have cell phones on y'all?
No, sir.
Somebody?
31. That's simple.
I have one, but it don't work.
Okay, well, somebody's phone's calling 911.
Oh, my God. Somebody's phone is calling 911?
Yeah. Okay. I just need to see everybody's IDs. Just making sure everything's okay. Were y'all, anybody talking about being wanted or anything? I don't know. I understand. I'm just making sure everything's okay. Okay. All right, Lucas. Go ahead and step out, bud. Step out real quick. Turn around. You'll be in the tank for now. You have a warrant out.
Uh-huh. You see? You see the guy in the back? Or he's sitting up front. I mean, the look on his face is like, oh, shit. Like, is this really happening? Oh, fuck. I want to. Okay, right there. The look on his face is like, like, nah, son, is this really happening? Oh, this is great. Okay, hold on. Let's go back. And here we go.
Step out real quick. Turn around. You be in the tank for now. You have a warrant out.
What?
Nah, don't pull away, dude.
I'm not
pulling away. Alright, thank that for me.
That's one.
Go ahead and step out real quick. Put your cigarette down. Turn around. Alright, you're being detained also, okay? Come back here. You have any weapons or anything on you?
No, sir.
That was two.
Put your shirt off on
me. Me too.
Yes, sir.
Can I grab my phone?
Yeah.
Just tell them we got a message.
That is perfect right there at the end. The dude's all like, "Me too." thank you so, so much for sending this in and sharing it. That is amazing. That is so, so good. Some of the open line that I have had have not been this cool, but this, that was so good. Thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was superb. And I want to throw this up here that Earl said. It's like all the suspended drivers drive together, but there is that one person that is okay to drive, but is usually in the back seat. Why? Duh. And you're right. That is true. There's always one fool who happens to be sitting in the back. And he's like, oh, I've got a good license. Like, why is your ass not driving? Probably because the driver is like, nah, you're not going to drive my car. I know you have a license, but you're not driving my car. Oh, man, that was good. That was excellent. Okay. I got another story here. Actually, let me play some of this audio. So I have several stories here that I want to play. And again, the audio is a little low. Like, you really have to listen. Well, not really, really. Like, some of them you can listen pretty good. But I'm going to add in what it is that they're talking about just so that, you know, you can get it here. And then the rest of the audio, because I didn't get to do all of it. There's several stories, but it's not the entire portion of that session. So I'm probably going to isolate the audio for next week and use the rest of that for that one. All right, here we go.
I have two quick ones. Ricardo was my...
Oh, shit. Okay, hold on a minute. Let me... These first two stories started out with my homie, Whitney, who was the original co-host with me after five episodes of Within the Trenches podcast. I asked Whitney to be my co-host, and we did, I think, we went all the way up to episode 43 before I ended up moving, and, you know, she stayed there and all, but she was there, and her and Leah and others were helping out during the open mic session. My homeboy Joe was there as well, helping out. And Whitney had told me when I was walking by right before open mic started that she had a couple stories that she wanted to share. And these stories are about me, and I had her go first. So what you're about to hear is her talking about me. God, I love you, Whitney. You're the best. You're my homie. All right, here we go.
I have two quick ones. Ricardo was my supervisor, so I spent a lot of time, you know your coworkers really well, and I have the pleasure of sitting on all of our hiring boards now and do all of our interviews, and I like to tell the staff, you're going to spend more time with your coworkers than you are with your significant others often. And if they have any lactose intolerant issues, and they have a tendency to eat ice cream or pizza or milkshakes every single shift, you're going to know when they need to use the restroom 30 minutes every single shift. Second one, really quick.
Yeah, poo talk. God. Yes, I am lactose intolerant. and you know, they would order pizza, man, and the pizza was so good. I couldn't help it. And then I would have to use the restroom. I'm sure that every dispatch center out there, every one of you who's watching right now or listening, has a person that, you know, that's lactose intolerant, but doesn't give a shit because they're going to eat what they want to eat, especially if people are ordering pizza. I mean, it's going to happen. or if you drink an energy drink and have a gas station burrito. I will not go into that story. You know it already. But that's what I'm talking about.
I was over on Lean. I'm on our main law enforcement talk group. We're pulling a police agency, very large police agency, Gumballing. And I'm pulling to find the location. We dispatch my closest car. forgive my language here, but I ask him his location, and he's on the wrong side of the county, and we don't even know why he's over there. And he keys up, and he's like, Central, I'm, he's back up, and he says, and then he unkeys, and the third time he keys up, he's like, where the fuck am I? No, you're good, you don't have to take this one.
That second one right there, if you couldn't hear what she was saying, there was a trooper that we worked with, who worked on the west side of the county, but somehow ended up on the far southeast side of the county. And because we were checking for him, and he would not answer, and we kept calling as she's saying, and he just keeps saying and then finally at the end he goes, I don't know where the fuck I am. It's like, where the fuck am I? He says it over the radio, and both Whitney and I look at each other and go and we just started busting up so hard because that happened. Oh yes, it was good. All right, here's the next audio clip, and then I'll read some more of the stories that were sent in here.
I had a call from a little elderly old lady. She kept calling and requesting the hazmat team. Finally, I got a chance to talk to her about what's going on. We were extremely busy, and she said she had a bloated can of pineapple.
Okay, so an elderly lady called in, and she was calling for hazmat. To respond because she had a like bloated can of pineapple. I'm pretty sure is what she was saying.
In her cabinet, and she had the hazmat team to dispose of it because it's probably going to release gases and blow up the house. I could not get her off the phone, and we were really busy, so I had to do what I had to do, and I had her find a pair of sunglasses and other mitts and dispose of it outside of the backyard in order to finish the call.
So right there at the end, she's saying that it was so busy, though, that what she did, because the lady was afraid that the can of pineapple was going to explode and there was going to be, you know, gases all through the house or something. So the dispatcher ends up telling her that because they're busy, she says, so I just had to do what I had to do. So she tells the little old lady to get some glasses, some sunglasses, and some oven mitts, and dispose of it herself. Oh, man. Yep. That's what happens sometimes, right? You got to do what you got to do. And she did help out the lady, and the lady was able to do it. So this next one, and I'm glad my mom is not in the comments here, because I'm about to read this. And sometimes my mom is watching, and she'll be in the comments, and I've just said something inappropriate. And then it's so bad. So here's the next call, one that was submitted in. So here it goes. It says, a young man called 911. He was crying and very upset. I asked him to tell me exactly what happened, as per our EMD script. Well, I don't know if I can even say it, but the person ended up saying that they were masturbating and getting to the good part when their cat thought the movement under the blanket was a toy and lunged at him and sunk their claws and teeth into what the person called their peep. Yep, that was the story. Tim, what's going on, man? Oh, God. That's so bad. Oh, that's, you know, cats are dicks. And apparently, I'm not going to go there. Oh, man, that is, That's nuts. See, I can't, you can't even get past it. Let's go to the next story. Oh, that's so fucked up. I'm glad you're all here with me. And this is going to be out there for everyone to watch and hear. Earl says your episode 420 is really living up to its number. Yeah, dude. Oh, geez. That is crazy. So the next call that was submitted here says, well, it wasn't an open mic moment, but I once dispatched a car crash where I said the hookers were bumped together. Once again, this person once dispatched a car crash and said the hookers were bumped together. They go on to say, after an uncomfortable moment of realization, I quickly keyed up again with correction. That will be the bumpers are hooked together. Then I cringed while waiting for the mic clicks. Yep. All right, here's some more audio.
So this would have been probably 5 or 6 years ago. The public access defibrillator protocol had just hit our EMD protocols, and I was all excited. Picked up the phone. It was cardiac arrest. I'm like, sweet, we're going to do this. Ma'am, do you have a defibrillator?
Okay, so this is one of those moments where your Fuzz is saying, laughing so hard, I'm crying. Good. Yes, that is great. So I'm going to have to start this one again. But the person is talking about a defibrillator and how the protocol had just come out or that it was just redone or whatever, but they were excited for this call to come in because they wanted to be able to use this protocol, right? They were not so much testing it, but putting it into use. They wanted to use this. Okay. All right. Let's go again.
So this would have been probably 5 or 6 years ago. The public access defibrillator protocol had just hit our EMD protocols, and I was all excited.
So that's what it was. So it was 5 or 6 years ago, and the public defibrillator, can't even say the word, that protocol had just come out. So he was excited to be able to use it.
Picked up the phone. It was a cardiac arrest. I'm like, sweet, we're going to do this. Ma'am, do you have a defibrillator available? And she proceeds to go, hang on. Pulls the phone away from her face and goes, do we have a refrigerator available? And you can hear the sigh in the phone. And I just went, ma'am, if you don't know what it is, you don't have one.
So... So he asked if there was a defibrillator, and the person said, hold on, and asked if they had a refrigerator. A refrigerator. Oh, what the hell?
Okay, so I'm somebody who gets involved with my callers. Oftentimes I'll make jokes that I'm going to go out and have coffee with my caller after work. This sweet old, you can tell she's frail. She called in and said her husband fell outside on the porch. Something could fall at her. She says, oh no, he's not breathing. So we get right into CPR. You know, I get into it. I'm like, it's okay, keep going. You're doing a good job. 1, 2, 3, 4. But ma'am, he's not breathing. Okay, keep going. Oh.
So some of these calls, I have to say, and I say it all the time, but I'm going to say it again. Some of these calls, when people are telling the story like this, husband fell on the porch and they're doing CPR. You don't hear anyone in the background laughing because we're like, are we supposed to be laughing at this? So I'm going to rewind it just a little bit here and then continue. Here we go.
Rib cage just broke or something. His bones, they're breaking. Ma'am, it's okay. Don't worry about hurting him at this point. You just got to keep going to help's right there. Ambulance pulls up. The medic gets on the phone with me and says, "Dispatch, you're doing CPR in bird cage." Okay, all right, well, long story short, bird cage was okay, a little broken, but okay.
Nice. I think that's a first for open mic. That's bird cage.
So, if you didn't pick that up there at the end, it turns out that the CPR that they were doing, it wasn't on the person's husband. It was on a bird cage. A bird cage. So, when the lady is telling the call taker that, you know, that the ribs are breaking and everything, I mean, you know, you keep going CPR style, but that's what it ended up being. It ended up being a birdcage that this lady was doing CPR on. Well done. It's all about the effort. It's all about the effort. But why? I don't know. Okay, let me read a couple more stories here because there's only a few stories left. And then I'll have the audio here. And then we'll be like close to the end of this episode. Okay, so this one says, after the third acknowledgement, boss said, "For the love of God, Medic 6, go ahead." I may have said, "I wish the asshole fireman sitting on his walkie would stand up." Gotta love headsets battery that go dead while open. Oops. Oh, man. You know, when we had our wireless ones, I don't remember mine ever dying and it staying keyed up like that. But obviously, from this story, it happens. This one over here, this next one, I think it was just radio traffic where an officer had asked if the school unit was logged in, and the response from the person on the radio from dispatch said, "I don't know, it's not my day to watch him." that's good right there. I like that. I like that a lot. So this one that was sent in, this one was tonight. It was just a few hours ago. Someone sent this in and it says, 911, what's the address of your emergency? And the caller says, "Oh, I'm sorry. I was programming 911 into my speed dial and wanted to test it to see if it worked. Thank you." But that's good though. I mean, you know, they were trying to test it. Making sure that their phone is good so that when they do have to call, you know. Yep. But it happens. That shit does happen. Let's see. Fuzz here says, there was a call where a lady did CPR on a plant. I mean, you know. Let's see. Someone called in to report a possible blind male riding a bike. Let them live their life. Maybe they're like Daredevil, man, and they can see everything with just, like, you know, their other senses. This other one here says, reporting party with a thick German accent called in to report gunshots. I asked if she knew what direction it came from. She stated that she didn't know her directions. And her husband, I guess, who could speak English, shouts out from the other room, "That's why they lost the war." What? Oh, man. This is so wrong. Deborah says, job security. Yes. All right. I have a few more audio clips here. And then... yeah, let's see. 1, 2, 3, yeah, 4. 4 audio clips. And then we'll go into the wrap up of this awesome episode 420 that doubles as an open mic episode. Cuz usually, you know, we're sharing stories. That has always been the main you know, point of Within the Trenches podcast, is sharing dispatch stories, whether they be you know, harsh, or sad, and especially the funny, because the whole point is, you know, for people to learn more about dispatch in general and what it is like to answer calls, but also that it's not all bad. There are funny calls, but also we're sharing here during open mic as a way to, you know, get some form of closure and heal together with laughter, because, you know, laughing is good medicine. And it's always fun when doing this one, when doing open mic. Let's see. Jennifer says here, we've gotten people who call in for their dogs. We tell them we only have instructions for humans, but one of my coworkers gave pediatric CPR instructions for a dog. I've given bleeding control instructions for someone's dog. Yes, I had a coworker who gave CPR instructions to someone who called for their dog. And I'm trying to remember, I think the dog ended up living and everything, and it ended up being okay. And that is awesome, man. Like, I personally, I never got a chance to do anything like that with animals, but I had heard stories and it has worked out. So that's pretty badass. Now, doing CPR on a plant, a bird cage, not so much. I mean, that might make a comeback. Oh my God, my mom is in the comments. Shit. Or, I mean, oh crap. hi, mom. Whoops. Oh, geez. All right. Well, I have audio to play still, and I don't remember what the clips are. So we'll see how this goes.
Okay, so I was in the call taker, picked up the line. It's my uncle who had fallen into his dining room table, broke his, was bleeding from the arm. So we're trying not to give our names. So I'm talking to him, he's hysterical, crying. So I said, this is your niece. He said, your niece? Who's your niece? I said, it's your niece. I'm trying to keep him positive and get there. Finally got the call, he said, thank you, your niece.
Very nice.
Okay, I might have to play that one again just in case you didn't catch it, but she was talking about a call that came in for her uncle, and she's saying this is your niece, this is your niece, but he thought she was saying this is Jonice. All right, I want to play it again because it's so funny.
Okay, so I was in the call taker, picked up the line. It's my uncle who had fallen into his dining room table, broke his was bleeding from the arm. So we're trying not to give our names. So I'm talking to him, he's hysterical, crying. So I said, this is your niece. He said, your niece. Who's your niece? I said, it's your niece. I'm trying to keep him positive and get there. Finally got the call. He said, thank you, your niece.
Very nice.
Even after that, at the end, the uncle still said, thank you, but thank you, Jonice, like a name. And it was his niece. Oh my God. I love that. It is great. All right. We've got a couple more audio clips here, and then we are going to go into the wrap up of this epic episode 420/Open Mic Live.
So I get a call from an older woman who's in a vehicle, and she's saying that there's a man in the car with her and that he's slumped over and he's not breathing. I said, well, ma'am, can you get him off the car so we can do CPR? I can't lift him, but can you let his seat back so we can try CPR? She said, ma'am, I don't want to get close to him. So I'm on the phone with her until the medics get there. I hear the EMT say to her, ma'am, where's the patient? She said, right there. He said, ma'am, that's your purse.
Wait, what the hell is going on in this state?
So there's another one. There's another one where we weren't, you're not sure whether you're supposed, you should laugh or not, because this person is talking about someone who's in the car that's slumped over and not breathing, and they're trying to tell them to do CPR. And they say that they can't get the person out of the car to do that. So they tell them to put the chair back as much as possible to try to do CPR, to at least try. And then, yes, Tim, yes. And then they get there, and it turns out she's been doing CPR on a purse. On a purse. Oh, man. That's why at the end there, I'm like, what is going on with my state? Because I'm from Michigan. The CPR on the bird cage. This one, CPR on a purse. Oh, man. All right. Here's the next one. Yes, Sarah, me too. So many questions. What the hell is going on?
So I took a call from a man who was 21, 22 years old, and he wanted to report his car had been broken into. So he gave me his address, and I recognized it as an apartment complex. So I said, well, what apartment number are you on? He said, well, I don't have one. I'm building whatever. And I said, no, there's an apartment number. I said, what does it show on your door? And he says, oh, it says #1. I don't know what that means. It's really weird.
Okay. How many of you have had a call like that where someone is calling and they're in an apartment complex, there's an apartment number, and they're saying that they don't know, and then out of nowhere they end up saying to you, oh wait, there is a number here, but it says #1. Like, I don't know what that means. Yes, Fuzz, #what? It was a #1, and they had no idea. They're like, I don't know. It's a hashtag. What the? All right. Here is the last audio clip. I don't even remember what it is, so I can't set it up. But yeah, this is the last one that's here. Here we go.
So it is. She's giggling and she's like, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. I don't know if we need to send an ambulance or not. She's like, my husband is in the shower and his nuts are stuck in the shower chair.
What? So right off the bat, this person starts out with saying they have a trainee with them and they're on phones. And this call comes in. And the lady is not sure what to do. She's saying that she's not sure if they need an ambulance or what, but her husband's balls got caught in the chair and he's in the shower. So the chair in the shower, his balls are stuck in the chair. What? No. Okay, let's continue with the call. Yes. Fuzz says, that's nuts. And Sarah says, did they need the jaws of life? Now remember, folks, we're not making fun of anyone who's calling in. That's not what this is about. It's the situation. It's the situation itself, because you have to think, like, really? This is happening? Like, this shit really happens? For real? And of course, someone is going to call 911, because with precious cargo like that, you've got to, what else are you going to do? I mean, of course, try to dislodge it, or, you know, or whatever. But sometimes, you know, people need help, and that's why they're calling 911 for it. So that's why I want to make sure to say, you know, it's about the situation, because a lot of times this stuff happens. You're like, no way, no way can this happen. And then if you share a story like this, people are always like, wait, are you fucking with me? Are you for real? Like, no, this shit happens. You can't make this shit up. It happens. Okay, let's continue.
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. I don't know if we need to send an ambulance or not. She's like, my husband is in the shower and his nuts.
butts are stuck in the shower chair. The
So the wife is laughing on the phone with the call taker, and the husband's yelling in the background that it's not funny. I would be saying the same thing. Like, yes, it's not funny. But you got to admit, that shit is funny.
He's trying to wiggle him out, and she's like, just hold on 1 second before you send the ambulance. And she's like, let me give it one good tug. She thought that you hear him screaming. She's like, well, we got him out. And my training had done hugged because she was laughing so hard. And the lady at the end of the call, she's like, I don't know how you weren't laughing. And her husband's grumbling at her, it's not funny. It's not funny.
Did the husband's voice ever go any higher than before?
So the trainee at the end, after that, because the wife who's on the phone ends up telling the call taker, hold on, before you send anyone out, I'm going to give it one good tug, like one last good tug. And she does, she tugs, and the caller can, or the call taker can hear it. And he hears the husband yell, and the trainee ends up getting up because they're chuckling about it. The wife is laughing and says to the call taker, I can't believe that you're not laughing right now. And the husband is still in the background yelling, that's not funny. But I had to ask at the end, did the husband's voice get any higher? You know, did they sound like Mickey Mouse? Like, like, ha ha ha, they got my nuts out. Oh my God. Oh, geez. That is. Wow. That's some, I'm crying and oh, geez. All right. Let me see. Let me go back into the comments. Cause it looks like there was two stories that were added here while we were going through that, but dude, for real, like that's pretty ballsy. Oh shit, I'm sorry. so we got one in here that says, I had a friend that had a bird that would play dead. Well, one time he played dead very, very well, and my friend's mom decided she would do CPR on the bird. What? She goes to pick up the bird and he opens his eyes and says, what? She goes to pick up the bird and he opens his eyes and says, no, bitch, I'm playing dead. Not a dispatch story, but still hilarious. Oh, man, that is funny. Let's see. We got another one here that said, excuse me. It says, we had a guy, while his wife was at work, he took off his wedding band and put it on his... For real? Well, it started getting hard and swelled up. He kept calling back that his thing was turning blue. He couldn't get it off, wanted EMS to hurry. Dude. I don't even know what to say to that one. Oh man, I can only think that, you know, they would call and like fire rescue would show up and they would have to cut it off. Not the wang. I mean, a ring. Fuzz here says he put a ring on it. Well, if you like it, then you better put a ring on it. Good God. Oh, man. That was great. Melissa says, we love that bird. She was ready to call 911. Oh, man. This has been an amazing episode for you watching, for you listening on your favorite podcasting app. This has been an epic open mic episode, as well as episode 420 of Within the Trenches podcast. This has been superb. Thank you, everyone who shared stories, who shared the video, and especially this audio for those who shared the stories from the conference back in Michigan, back in October. This has been superb. Thank you all so, so very much. Let's see. The last one here says, you can't make this stuff up. We had to come up with a clever way to page it out. Transport to ER. They cut it off. That is freaking crazy. Happy New Year to all of you. Thank you so much for an amazing year, for the support, for just sharing, for all of it. There's so much stuff that has gone on this year that I can't even say all of it here at this moment, because so much stuff has happened. But thank you, all of you, for the job that you do, continue to do, and for showing up here, for being here with me for open mic, and just for supporting. I love you all. Thank you so, so very much. I appreciate it. This episode has been sponsored by InDigital, as well as Rapid Deploy and Carbyne. And to patrons, again, big shout out. If you have any comments, questions, or you want to be a guest on the show, you can email us. And I am putting guests together for Within the Trenches podcast. So you can send an email, and that'll be WTTpodcast@gmail.com. If you're looking for any bonus content and you want to help support us, you can go over to patreon.com/WTTpodcast. So much more stuff coming out for that. It's going to be good. There's a lot of good stuff that is coming up, so make sure to stay tuned for all of it. You can watch this on Facebook, on YouTube, as well as Twitter, and you can listen 24/7 on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, your favorite podcasting app, and withinthetrenches.net. Thank you again for everything. Have a happy and safe new year. If you're working, thank you so, so much for the job that you do and for being there as the most vital piece of public safety. Happy New Year, and we'll see you in 2022, and it's going to be badass. We'll see you in the next one. Have a good one.